just a little bit harder. So I can love, love, love him until my step. Well, I'm gonna try, yeah. Just a little bit harder. So I won't lose, lose, lose him to nobody else. Hey! Well, I don't care how long it's gonna take me, but if it's a dream,
just a little bit harder.
Oh, I got to try some more. I said try.
Try.
This week on Girly So Groovy, we are honoring the trailblazer, the groundbreaker, the supernova that is Tina Turner. Passing away at the age of 83 in May, I've been postponing this episode, I think simply because I just didn't want to say goodbye. In addition to celebrating Tina Turner, we are also honoring those musicians who owe their careers to Tina Turner's legacy. You know, before Tina Turner was a mainstream success, Janis Joplin was her biggest fan. Janis Joplin would often go see Tina Turner perform. Janis Joplin was so influenced by Tina's throaty belt, she modeled her voice after her. And when Tina Turner heard Janis's new way of singing, she apparently mentored her by telling her, "Honey, you can't continue to sing like that or you'll have no voice." We heard Janis Joplin from her sophomore album, I Got Dem Ol' Cosmic Blues Again, Mama, the song Try Just a Little Bit Harder. In the middle, another musician who both as a vocal powerhouse and in her performance emulates and is inspired by Tina Turner is that of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Doing the song Take Me With You, that's from Sharon Jones' posthumous release, just dropped in to see what condition my rendition is in. And then, of course, kicking off this hour-long celebration of Tina Turner, we did begin with Tina Turner. Reaching back to her 1962 album Dynamite, we heard the song Poor Fool from Tina Turner. Tina Turner, as a groundbreaker and trailblazer, is also a barrier breaker. She was the first woman, as well as the first black artist, to appear on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. She is known as the Queen of Rock and Roll. She is among the roughly 24 artists to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, once as a duo with her ex-husband in 1991, and then again as a solo act in 2021. In fact, in 2021, when she received the award, she said, "If they're still giving me awards at 81, I must have done something right." And she definitely has done something right. I think one of the biggest ways that Tina Turner is a groundbreaker and trailblazer is her signature performance style. An entire life's worth of experiences, good and bad, exploded from every jaw-dropping Tina performance. A lifetime of watching her helped us learn the power of that feeling. Watching Tina Turner on stage is transformative. There was and is no live performer like her, because no one else could be that wanton and unbridled, but also harness that spirit into something so specific and grounded that all of us related. It wasn't just a wall of sound coming at us. It was a tornado of power, athleticism, sensuality, resilience, and experience, a storm that brews from the depth of a person who has lived and now is expelling that past through her voice and movement. Through the forcefulness of Tina Turner's stage presence, every dance, she asks us, what if every feeling, every joy, heartbreak, anger, moment of pride, insecurity, and defiance could explode out of us, launching out of our limbs, our hair, our kicking legs, and our swiveling hips like rockets? When the threat of coping with everything life throws at us, with threatens us to flatten us, what an amazing catharsis it could be to just detonate it all, to have it all erupt from us with all the unapologetic flash and bombast of a fireworks show. What would it feel like to leave it all on the stage, to feel that, and to be free? Have I convinced you that Tina Turner is a trailblazer just for simply getting on stage?
With a one-track mind, you keep preaching about heaven and glory, but on your face it shows a different story.
Clean up your act, your story's getting dusty. Wash out your mouth, your lies are getting rusty. I can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're fucking up than a mosquito's tweeter. You got
chance, that's why it never lasts. You wanna be a graduated lover, but in reality you're just another brother.
You think you slick, but you can stand a little greasing. The things you do ain't never really pleasing. I can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're
yourself
up on a big stool. Nothing worse than an educated fool. Talking sex is your favorite conversation, but peace and love is the thing this generation.
What's in your head has really started showing. Your conversation is getting kind of boring. You're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weevers. Same old thing, you never change. Always laughing about the same old thing. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a
baby, done made some other plans.
Celebrating voices that need to be heard, this is Girly So Groovy. And this week on Girly So Groovy, we are celebrating Tina Turner, the woman who rocks, and all of us who loves her. Music right there from two contemporary artists who have spoken openly about their absolute adoration of Tina Turner. R&B artist Khalees right there with her song Jerk Ribs. That comes from her album Food. In the middle, it is Macy Gray with Maybe Your Baby. Now, that is from Macy Gray's album Talking Book, which is a full cover album of Stevie Wonder. And then we started that set off with music from, of course, Tina Turner. She is performing the song Funkier Than a Mosquito's Tweeter. Now, that is from Tina Turner's incredible 1970 album Working Together. Interesting fun fact, something I did not know. I've been listening to that song for years now, and it wasn't until putting together this episode of Girly So Groovy that I learned that particular song, Funkier Than a Mosquito's Tweeter, was actually written by Aileen Bullock. Now, you're wondering, who is Aileen Bullock? Tina Turner's sister wrote that particular song, so clearly music runs in the family. Another way that Tina Turner has proven to be a groundbreaking, trailblazing hero is for the fact that her career and her life in many ways is defined as being not just a survivor, but as someone who thrived in the face of abuse. During the years that Tina Turner was married, she was subjected to violent abuse from her ex-husband. She finally escaped in 1976, fleeing a Texas hotel room with nothing more than 36 cents and a gas credit card in her pocket. Following that fateful day, Tina Turner began to speak publicly about her husband's actions, and her openness served as an inspiration to so many people. People still underestimate the cultural importance of Tina Turner telling that story. Strange as it might seem today in our reality-focused world, Tina Turner was the first star to talk about domestic violence, to insist on it as part of the story, not to gloss over it or act coy. Until Tina Turner came along, the idiom domestic violence wasn't even really part of the language. Tina Turner's comeback after the abuse is stuff of legends. We'll talk a bit more about that after. But again, the fact that she could invent the whole concept of the comeback as we know it proves she is a survivor and a thriver and just an absolute hero.
Repeating the cycle